T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are back, Marks and Reese live from Radio Row, the 120th Army-Navy game. And Ike, it's the it hasn't been here all 120 years, but it's been here most of the time here. Yeah. It always bothers me when it's down in Baltimore, if they have it in other places, because this is supposed to be our game, man. And it is our game. And, you know, Ike, yesterday we were talking
territorial, man.
We were talking about rivalries, and you, every time we talk about rivalries in Philadelphia, we talk about the Cowboys a lot. But for the 10 or 15 years of the 2000s, it was always the Giants. And it's the big reason is the guy who's sitting right across from us, Tiki Barber of the Tiki and Tierney Show on CBS Sports Radio. What's and everything up? Else that you do, Tiki. What's up, man?
All's good, man. How are you all?
What's up, Tiki?
I'm feeling a little anxious sitting across from this guy. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, I'm much skinnier. I'm probably
I'm
30 pounds lighter, but thank God you are probably 15 or 20 pounds as well. I don't feel as threatened.
How many years you playing the vet when you used to come here?
We were, I think, 9 of my 10, or maybe 8 of my 10 were in the vet, because I remember my last game was in the Link, and in the playoff game in 2006 or 2007, my last season. But so you got
three years at the Link.
Yeah, probably three years at the Link. Yep. My first game was against Philly, though, in Giant Stadium, and then my last game was against Philly.
How about that?
In the Link.
I was
sandwiched.
You enjoy?
The first one, lost the last one.
some people, like when we talk to some of your old teammates, they really appreciate the rivalry that you guys had.
Dude, I loved it.
Yeah,
I absolutely. Man, you got to remember, I grew up a Redskins fan, and so the NFC East was like loud in my head, right? And we all hated the Cowboys, regardless whether I was a Giant or I was a Redskins fan. But the Eagles rivalry was one that, you know, it was different because once I got here, because of the proximity. I mean, we're not far. I just asked, you live in Jersey, man. Like, you're in South Jersey, but you're in Jersey nonetheless. And so that should be New York territory, but it's not. So the proximity and the similar, like, emotional instability of sports fans in New York and in Philly made that this rivalry so much different once I was in it than what I expected it to be from the outside.
And I loved it because you guys embraced it like we embraced
yes,
it, right?
That's right.
It
was my favorite place to play.
Yeah, it was. I think we both teams sort of had that love, hate, mutual respect
that's exactly right.
I was talking yesterday about Strahan and Runyon going at each other. You know, you and Trot
dude,
out
thought,
there on the
I
field.
I thought they were, like, going to blows sometimes.
They were sometimes, yeah.
And Senator Runyon.
So
Congressman Runyon.
So it was Trot with you. That's who.
Oh, Trotter, man. You know why? Because, like, you guys know Trot. Mm-hmm. He was a knucklehead. And he would try to break me in half. And because we knew each other so well, he could guess. Like, he would guess where I was headed. And sometimes he was right. And I got to be honest with you. I think I told you this before. I knew I was ready to retire in 2006, week 2 or 3, whenever it is we came down here to play. And Trot beat the crap out of me. Mm. I mean, like, I couldn't get out of bed till Wednesday. I felt so bad. And I knew, like, emotionally and physically, I couldn't do it anymore. And, like, that rivalry that used to lift me kind of was, like, depressing me. And so the Eagles were the reason I kind of knew I was ready to go on and do some other things.
And he was the guy that Jim Johnson, we didn't get to see Marshall enough.
Yeah.
So he was, like, the Marshall that we had to prepare for.
That's right.
All the time.
Because you saw him twice a year every year.
Because we saw him twice a year every year.
And
so
Sean Payton took a lot of what the Rams were doing with Marshall and integrated into our system.
Man, Jim Johnson, he would keep Jim Johnson up.
Yeah, Johnson would keep us up. let me put all muggers up there. All right, two outside guys coming, two inside guys coming. or the two guys on the left coming, the two guys on the right coming?
Who, yeah.
What's the key? How do I tip this off? Most importantly, I just had to know where 20 was.
and
we all had to know where 21 was. Like, where's 21 lining
I got to tell you, Doug paid me the greatest compliment. As I told you guys, that my last game was at the Link in the playoff game, and I knew that was it. That was my last time on a football field, other than the Pro Bowl. But that's just mess around time. And Mr. Lurie came to the press conference, which ended up being my retirement press conference. But before I left the field, Dalk came and found me, and he grabbed me and he gave me a big hug, and he's like, "Man, I'm going to miss you. You're a warrior, right?" And that's what you're talking about. That respect between that our era of Giant Jet or Giant Eagle rivalry. It's not. I don't know if it's the same anymore.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily feel the same. Maybe because the familiarity of the players isn't the same. Like, I knew all you guys.
Yeah.
Like, ins and outs. Like, we used to find all the details. Like, Ike does this, okay. We'd say that if you're going to talk trash to him, say this.
I mean, so was he a trash talker on the field?
We all were.
Yeah, that's what we did.
I mean, yeah. Do I look like a trash talker?
Yeah. You both got good smiles, man.
And that's how he would trash talk.
That's exactly right.
And by the way, and that came through on TV. Now, like, so Tiki, like, I would say our generation or my generation, we grew up being told to hate the Cowboys, but the Cowboys weren't good outside of the 90s.
That's right.
And it was you. I mean, you guys dominated the NFC.
It was the Giants or the Eagles that won the division during the years that we were there.
Yep.
And you guys were annoying for a long time, too, after you left.
And they
too,
got the two titles first. Yeah, they got the two rings first.
All right, well, let's talk present-day Eagles.
Yes.
Obviously, the game on Monday night, the Eagles have struggled. We know where the Giants are right now.
Yeah.
You know,
I thought y'all were going to give that one away, man.
So did I. They got two late scores. I mean, I guess just overall, what do you see from Carson this year? Obviously, injuries and ineffectiveness on offense.
Yeah.
Can't throw to yourself. They've had a ridiculous amount of drops. But what have you seen in general?
Well, I mean, it's partially the drops. And Nelson Agholor, I know, for Eagles fans, has been frustrating because he's such great potential. But then Alshon Jeffrey, who we know is talented, couldn't stay on the field. Now he's done for the season. And last week it was tight end. The only person you were scared of was your tight end, right? And that's a hard way to win, especially when your running backs are banged up and you got Miles Sanders, who we like, but he's young, and he's not a pounded, LeGarrette Blount type runner, or Jay Ajayi, who just got back because of his ACL injury. And so, how did the Eagles win a championship? We know. They played sound, solid defense and ran the ball down your throat, right, and made it easy for your quarterback to have easy completions and make throws down the field and play action. That formula is just gone. It's not there right now. And so there's a little bit of an identity crisis. This is how I see it for the Eagles. There's an identity crisis right now, and trying to find that is hard with a quarterback who's only in his third year. So it's
what do you do?
It's coming. It's you got to persist. You got to hang on. And if you make the playoffs at 8-8, use it as an experience to propel yourself in future years, or get lucky and go on a run like teams have been want to do once you get to the postseason. But you can't bitch about it though, right? Because every team goes through this where you start to age out a little bit and guys start getting hurt, and it's the good teams with the good coaches that have success anyways and learn from it. A lot of people want to just jump off the bandwagon, or at least let's start over and get rid of it. You can't do that because it's too hard to go from the bottom and try to get back to the top.
Talk about the importance of the coaching aspect of it, right? We've discussed coaches, like the assistant coach, not so much Doug as the head coach, but just developing players at the certain positions, and how important that is to have individual coaches
that know what they're talking about. And it's one to know what they're talking about, but it's two, you got to be able to establish relationships, right? The relationship that you have with the guy that you're coaching means everything, everything.
He has to trust you.
He has to trust you, and he has to listen to you. And if you're just always yelling at him and he doesn't connect with you, then you might be telling him the greatest things in the world to make him better. But if he's tuning you out, it's not getting into your head. And so, it's a personality thing. It's like it's a relationship thing. Everything in life is about relationships. We know this. And so if you have a coach who can connect, then success will come quicker or more effectively than a coach who's just yelling for no reason.
Yep. So, Tiki, a couple years ago, Carson Wentz was the next great thing. Then last year was Pat Mahomes. Now this year, you watched the game last night.
Lamar.
I haven't
Doesn't it look easy?
I want to say I haven't seen anything like Lamar Jackson since, but then I remember Pat Mahomes next year. But this almost feels different than that,
It's different because, like, how do you touch him? You know what I mean? So think about what – and you know this. Like, think about how, as a defense, you normally get a rush. So it's everybody push up field, try to shrink that pocket. Right, and so that you constrain a guy, and he's like, "Oh, I'm stuck. What am I gonna do?" I go down, or you get sacked, or he scrambles and throws a bad ball. Teams can't rush Lamar Jackson like that because he'll scoot through a seam, and then he's out, and he's gone. And so what do they do? They spread out their rush, right? They make the rush as wide as possible, so there's like this massive pocket where you're just containing him, so he doesn't take off and run for 30 yards,
right?
But as a result, he can stand back there forever. And he's developing into a good passer. Like, we saw this last
Very
night.
Efficient.
Watching this game last night, he's just standing there, just kind of like, okay, no, you're not quite open yet. Nah, okay, let me look up. Hold on, I got to run away from you for a second. I'm going to take two steps and be 10 yards away from you because he's that athletic. Okay, and there he is. And then he throws it, sidearm, whatever. He puts it right where it needs to be. And so he's changed the way that you have to attack. And so the only way to do it is to bring extra people. Right, yep. And then when you mess around and bring extra people, you got Hollywood Brown or whoever running free behind somebody, and he flips it out there. It's like effortless, like you know, flicking it 50 yards on the money and touchdown after touchdown. It looks easy. It looks like they're playing backyard football half the time, and it's something that defensive coordinators are going to have to find a way to adjust to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad we're in the NFC.
Yes. Yeah, we see him every couple years.
That's right.
Tiki, we appreciate you stopping by. We know you're up against it. Eagles, Redskins, Eagles win this weekend?
Yeah. I mean, look, I like where Dwayne Haskins is headed, but he's still got a lot of growth to do, and he's going to make mistakes, and they lost Geis again. He just keeps getting banged up. It's just the same stuff over and over again. Eagles should win this weekend.
And that sets up Eagles-Cowboys.
Which is awesome. That's how you want it.
And,
go beat
Philly,
them boys. That's all I got to say. Go beat them boys.
There he is.
There you go.
I think last time we saw you.
He gave us an endorsement.
Last time we saw him was before the Super Bowl on Radio Row.
It was.
That's right.
Yes. And we were in agreement then, too. He wanted us to go beat the Patriots.
That's right.
And we did. So there you go. Tiki, thanks, man.
Thanks,
appreciate
brother.
You guys.
Appreciate it.
All right, there he is, Tiki Barber. Well, I mean, some good Eagles Eagles-like Reese stories right there.
Oh, Tiki's the best, man. He enjoys talking about that rivalry, too, because he knows he was a pain in our butt.
Oh, I hated him except when I drafted him in fantasy, and I was like, all right.
Yeah, he knows he was a pain in our butt. And then he can always throw the Rondé thing in there.
Yep.
I'm glad he didn't decide to do that this time.
Yep. Yeah, that would burn. 888-729-9494. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. 888-729-9494. Herbie is going to join us. Kurt Herbstreit is going to join us here coming up in a little bit. We're live at Radio Row, Army, Navy, Marks and Reese on a Football Friday. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, give them something to cheer about and make it an unforgettable holiday season with Flyer Santa Sacks. Each Flyer Santa Sack gift includes game tickets, the 2019 collectible gritty ornament, and an autographed puck, plus more. Make your gift an even bigger hit and upgrade your Santa Sack to an ultra lower level pack and receive everything mentioned, plus an autographed mini stick signed by your choice of Claude Giroux, Travis Konecny, or Carter Hart. Shop now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!